They already had plans to visit the borough to start the race. Mark from Australia says he's staying the course to help hundreds of residents without power, food and electricity.
It's still pretty rough out here. You don't realize as soon as the lights come back on in the city, but it's still bad elsewhere.
Some of the runners are wearing masks over their noses and mouths and their numbers taped to their shirts.
You know, I just wanted to participate and hopefully bring a more positive view to runners again.
Jacqueline says she started the Facebook page NYC More in her pajamas on Friday to organize other runners to help out.
You know, a lot of people run for charity and they have a reason why they want to hit the finish line. But I think, like, for today, this is a much better use of our time.
The runners have raised thousands of dollars so far for the victims. On Staten Island, Monica Miller, WCBS 880 News.